U.S. forces in Iraq launched an operation today hoping to find the insurgents who've been killing American soldiers almost daily. As they try to establish order, U.S. troops move through the same region outside Baghdad where the bodies of two Americans were left by the side of the road this weekend. NPR's Kate Seeley traveled today to the area where the attacks took place.
U.S. soldiers conducted more than 20 raids today in what's being dubbed Operation Sidewinder. Backed by aircraft and armored vehicles, troops detained more than 60 men and seized illegal weapons and documents. The Army's activities were focused on an area stretching more than 50 miles north of Baghdad. Troops there have faced some of the toughest resistance, almost daily attacks for the past several weeks. The operation comes a day after two American soldiers were found dead in the same general area. The two men disappeared from their post north of the capital last Wednesday. The U.S. military has released no details about their deaths, but farmer Hamad al-Assawi says he saw the men's bodies yesterday. He said they were found lying on the side of the road near his farmhouse. In my opinion, I'm not sorry for the soldiers' deaths, says Assawi. They're enemies of Iraq. And Assawi adds it has become a badge of honor among members of his large tribe to kill American troops. It's something new, he says. Girls aren't interested in marrying the boys. They haven't killed an American. It's good for a man's reputation. Assawi lives in what's known as the Sunni Triangle, an area considered a stronghold of Saddam Hussein supporters. The U.S. civil administrator here, Paul Bremer, today blamed most of the recent attacks on remnants of Saddam's Ba'athist network and militias. Bremer said the U.S. was keen to capture or kill Saddam. He added that Saddam's supporters are being emboldened by uncertainties regarding the former Iraqi leader's status. But at a roadside stand in the heart of the Sunni Triangle, several young men challenged Bremer's assessment. They said the attacks are being carried out by ordinary Iraqis angered by U.S. actions. Odeh Adhem says his cousin was shot in the leg by U.S. soldiers just 2 days ago when he claims they sprayed his neighborhood with machine gun fire. Everyone is sick of living with the threat of American troops, he says. We don't feel secure. We can't sleep at night. They can shoot us or arrest us, just like before. Another man chimes in that American soldiers deserve to die because of what they've done. Life was better under Saddam, he adds, whipping up a pro-Saddam chant. In the nearby village of Bakuba, 21-year-old U.S. soldier Larissa Johnson admits that the situation has become more dangerous for coalition forces in Iraq, but she vowed U.S. troops would not be intimidated.
Anybody would be nervous, but we have a job to do, and that's what we're going to do, our job.
The military said today that Operation Sidewinder will continue for the next several days. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.